The nonprofit Merlin Foundation, now in its 20th year of operation, assists children victimized by physical or sexual abuse living across a 6-county region in North Arkansas. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich brings us their story.
Merlin Leach retired to the Ozarks in 1992 to Southern Carroll County from Los Angeles after a long career helping children suffering with cancer. He envisioned building a retreat center for families who've lost a child to catastrophic illness. He has a PhD in degenerative diseases and worked in behavioral medicine for many years, also assisting families struggling with illness and domestic abuse. But when local law enforcement and the county judiciary learned about Merlin Leach's skill set, they tapped him to assist children trapped in impossible circumstances.
There were no services whatsoever for child abuse, domestic violence, or rape, meaning adult rape. And would I get something started?
Not only did Merlin Leach get something started, he drew attention to a critical need. Over the next decade, the Merlin Foundation let go of full family advocacy work, leaving that to new agencies which blossomed around the region in order to focus strictly on children rescued from sexual assault and domestic violence situations.
Originally it was funded by my wife and I, but I think our first year's donations were like $2,500 or something, which hardly gets anything going. But we're public funded. We apply for grants, but our big support, we have to say thank you, Walton Family, Walmart, and the whole crowd, Arvest Bank, everything with a Walton name on it. If it weren't for them, we wouldn't have got here. We wouldn't be here.
According to the records on file with the Arkansas Attorney General's office, monetary grants, gifts, and contributions have fluctuated over the years to the Merlin Foundation between $90,000 to $200,000 annually, most of it public support. Yet, the foundation accomplishes so much with so little. For example, staff are on call 24/7 to assess traumatized children taken into police custody. Michelle Steiner, a licensed practical nurse and executive director of the Merlin Foundation, serves as a forensic interviewer.
A forensic interview is where a child who has allegations of maltreatment is talked to in a very developmental and fact-finding manner about what they may have experienced. My training enables me to be able to talk to children in a way that is developmentally sensitive and non-intimidating, just to be able to help them through that process.
Following a strict protocol to build rapport and assess a child's ability, Steiner is able to gather information for community partners investigating the case. For example, local police, domestic violence agencies, or the County Department of Human Services. Medical and psychiatric providers may also pitch in. The children are not interviewed in a holding area by big men in dark uniforms at the county jail. Rather, they're transported to a place called Grandma's House in Green Forest, where Michelle Steiner, using toys and games and play therapy, coaxes critical case information from the children.
And part of that process as well is establishing a common language with identifying body parts. And then we talk about touches that they like to get and touches that they don't like to get. And from there, there's a process in which if there's an abuse which has been disclosed from the child at that time, then we'll go in and help that child to be able to talk about what they've experienced just in a very fact-finding manner. And then at the end of the interview, we will, what we call a respectful closure, you know, helping the child and educating them whether they have made a disclosure or have not made a disclosure, who they could talk to if something has or does happen to them, you know, who they can safely tell.
Because most of these children don't end up in state care, they're returned to their family of origin, whose members also go through intervention. Authorities believe removing children from family homes is only a last resort. Grandma's House is one of 6 children's advocacy centers in Arkansas operating in compliance with the standards of the National Children's Alliance and the state serving abused and neglected children. And despite the name, Grandma's House, the work inside is extremely intense, with most cases involving some form of sexual abuse.
It is intense work, and, you know, for me, we get to work with some of the most wonderful people in the world, and most of them are short, you know, just to be able to help them through that process, it's so rewarding, and you know, in their own way, they give back to us, you know, just the same as we would to them.
More than 800 children and family members were helped in 2011 by the Merlin Foundation. Now, Merlin Leach, he stepped down from the foundation 4 years ago to attempt retirement once again. And the presence of the Merlin Foundation in the six-county region has helped quell domestic violence and abuse in the community, Leach says.
In the very beginning, the very first year we started at, 94, in Carroll County, we had 150-some-odd cases went through that multidisciplinary team. We had no CAC in those days. We probably don't see 100 cases a year now in Carroll County.
But like every nonprofit community service organization these days, the Merlin Foundation needs financial help to meet its mission. To that end, a group of Carroll County women are throwing a big party, a Goddess Gala, April 2nd, a Tuesday night in downtown Eureka Springs at the Basin Park Hotel to benefit Merlin Leach, his staff, the foundation, and the children. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
More information is available at goddessgala.com and merlinfoundation.com.